this for my culture, 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 culture. Good afternoon. I'm Anthony McCarthy. This is For the Culture with Faraji. Faraji is out this evening. I have the honor of sitting in for him tonight and talking with the great listeners of WEAA 88.9 FM. Thank you for joining us. If you have been following the news, or maybe you were under a rock or you were locked away somewhere, you are just learning that Bill Cosby, entertainer, Bill Cosby, once the most popular television figure in America, was sentenced today to 3 to 10 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his home near here 14 years ago, completing the precipitous downfall to disgrace of a man from the heights of stardom and putting an exclamation mark on the first major conviction of the Me Too era. This conversation on Me Too has been going strong now for over a year. And our president, our current Supreme Court nominee, the head of CBS, the head of, I could just run down a long list of men who have been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior. But Bill Cosby was tried and convicted and today sentenced to 3 to 10 years. 81 years old, legally blind, but convicted and labeled a violent sexual predator. When he is released in probably about 18 months, he will have to register as a sexual predator. He will have to register on that list that everyone talks about. He will have to go for monthly counseling sessions, and he will have to register as a sexual predator if he moves anywhere, wherever he goes. We want to hear your thoughts on this. You've heard what people have been saying about this. Some people say that justice has been served. Rape is rape, and it doesn't matter if you are famous like Bill Cosby or you are not famous. Other people are saying, wait a minute. What happened to all the accusers of the president of the United States? What about these women who have accused Les Moonves of CBS or Harvey Weinstein or others? Why is it that Bill Cosby now has been sentenced and going to jail for this crime? 410-319-8888, that's the number. What do you think in the comparisons to the current nominee for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh? Now three women have stepped forward saying that he sexually assaulted them when he was a teenager. His roommate from school said that stepped forward and said, look, Brett would get very aggressive and violent when he would drink. 410-319-8888. That's the number to join this conversation. We have some clips I want you to listen to set the context for our conversation over the next 2 hours. Kevin Steele, the district attorney in Montgomery County in Pennsylvania, said this.
To get here, and today, justice was served. It's been a long time coming, but it arrived when a convicted felon named William H. Cosby Jr. left the courtroom in handcuffs, headed off to state prison for his crimes. It's been a long wait for our victim, Andrea Constan, as it has for the other women who have endured similar sexual assaults and rapes at the hands of the defendant. It has also been a long road for our prosecution team, which has worked hard to get justice for Andrea Constan, overcoming every legal hurdle that was thrown at us and a succession of defense attorneys along the way. For decades, the defendant has been able to hide his true self and hide his crimes, using his fame and fortune. He's hidden behind a character created, Dr. Cliff Huxtable, It was a seminal character on TV, and so was the family, but it was fiction. Before Bill Cosby became a convicted felon, taken away in handcuffs to begin paying for his crimes, a lot of people believed that that's who he was. But we know otherwise. He used his acting skills and that endearing TV personality to win over his victims and then keep them silent about what he did to them. So now finally, Bill Cosby has been unmasked, and we have seen the real man as he is headed off.
Kevin Steele, the district attorney in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. He was explaining what happened in court today. Many of you may not know that Bill Cosby was given an opportunity to make a statement. Ms. Constand did give a witness or a victim impact statement. Her mother also spoke and other members of her family. However, the prosecution was not able to allow other women who claim or are accusing Bill Cosby of sexual assault to allow those women to make statements. It was determined that only people involved in this particular case would be able to make a witness or victim impact statement, including Bill Cosby, which he chose not to do. 3 to 10 years he was sentenced to. Most experts are saying he will probably serve up to 18 months in prison. He will have to register on the sex offenders list. He will have to undergo intensive therapy as a violent sexual predator. We want to hear from you. Before we go, I want one more. We have a bunch of clips I want you to hear so that you are hearing a lot of what was said today. Bill Cosby's publicist had a statement immediately following the sentencing. I want you to hear what was said. Andrew, Bill Cosby's publicist, made a statement following of the sentencing.
Thank you.
Mr. Cosby's doing great, and Mr. Cosby knows that God is watching over him. He knows that these are lies. They persecuted Jesus, and look what happened. Not saying Mr. Cosby's Jesus, but we know what this country has done to black men for centuries. So Mr. Cosby's doing fine. He's holding up well. And everybody who wants to say anything negative, you're a joke as well. Thank you. Did you sexually assault women, Mike?
He is. Andrew, the publicist for Bill Cosby, making it very clear where he stands, where he believes that they prosecuted Jesus and that black men are a target in this country. Let's go to the phones. I want to hear from you. 410-319-8880. I'm Anthony McCarthy, sitting in for my brother Faraji here for The Culture. Let's go to Clarence. Clarence, I apologize for dropping the call earlier. Welcome to the program.
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you, Anthony. You know, I'm going back to what the state's attorney was saying. And I had to pull this. A federal judge said that one of the reasons he unsealed the court documents in which Bill Cosby admits he gave a woman drugs before sex is because of the disconnect between the comedian's upright public persona and the serious allegations against him. The stark contrast between Bill Cosby, the public moralist, and Bill Cosby, the subject of serious allegations concerning improper and perhaps criminal conduct, is a matter as to which, now watch this, the Associated Press and by extension, the public has significant interest. Anthony, from the get-go, I want every sealed document on any high-profile anybody out there to be opened up. If you wanted to open it up for Bill Cosby because of some, as he said, the public moralist, you know, let's do it for everybody, okay? You see, isn't there an inference there? Doesn't it just strike you as something odd, Anthony? Thank you.
Thank you, Clarence. Appreciate your call. 410-319-8888 is the number if you'd like to add your voice to the voices here tonight on For the Culture. We're talking about the sentencing of, unquotes, in quotes, America's dad, Bill Cosby, at one time the most popular television personality in America, if you saw the images today where he was handcuffed by state police and he was led out of that courtroom, headed to state prison. 410-319-8888. That's the number to join our conversation. Leo Burrows is on the line calling from Bolton Hill. Leo, always great to talk to you. Welcome to the program.
Yes, Dr. Anthony McCarthy.
Great to talk to you, friend.
Well, I have a lot of opinions, obviously. You know that. This business of Cosby being a violent sexual predator at 81 years of age and legally blind, I can't swallow that. If I were judge in this case, would I have sentenced him to prison? Yeah, maybe 3 years max. Maybe I'd have sentenced him to a mandatory sentence of 2.5 to 3 years, maybe, because I think he deserves some prison time. However, do we want to put all of the rapists in this country to death? I mean, let's get extreme with this thing, because I'm hearing people saying that you cannot be redeemed if you do wrong. If you've done right most of your life or half of your life and you do wrong things, why can't we praise people for what they do right and continue to credit them for what they've done right and punish them for what they do wrong and let it go at that? In other words, it seems to me there's a groundswell of hate. And I don't know that we should not be more objective rather than hate. Do we all fall short of the glory of God as those of us who say we're Christians? I mean, do we, or do we just simply want blood? I want to remind everyone that Andrea Constant entered into a negotiated civil settlement in this case of $3.8 million. Am I correct?
You're correct.
She entered, and that was the deal to keep this alleged rape quiet that she entered into, and it was unsealed by the state's attorney in Pennsylvania, and they said, we're going to get this Cosby guy. We're going to make an example of him. I'm not saying he wasn't deserving of punishment. I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. But what I am saying is you first— in this society, you start with the blacks, and you make a super example of black folks. And the white folks like Donald Trump, I've called Donald Trump a whoremonger. I mean, he's like out there on a precipice, an abyss of disaster, and he keeps going downhill. And there could be no one lower than he. And all these other Hollywood types who continue to rape and pillage. So do we want to establish a principle of executing rapists in this country? I wonder. Or can they be redeemed after punishment? Or are we saying that they cannot be redeemed? I get the sense that some folks just want him dead. Do they or do they not?
Leo, thank you for your call. Thanks for sharing your perspective with us. Folks, did you know that 10 of the women who have accused Bill Cosby of sexual abuse, including Ms. Constant, were in the courtroom today to witness the sentencing of Bill Cosby? Prosecutors asked that he be sentenced to a maximum of 10 years in prison, but the judge said 3 to 10 years was an appropriate sentencing. Understand what it also means, folks, for Bill Cosby to be labeled, and there was a big hearing on that yesterday and this morning, a violent sexual predator. There are certain things that come with that labeling, and the judge declared him a violent sexual predator. The expert who testified said it is likely that Bill Cosby will offend sexually assault again. Therefore, he must register on the sexual offenders list wherever he lives. He must undergo intensive therapy. He is 81 years old. He is legally blind. He is now in prison in Pennsylvania. 410-319-8888. That's the number to join our conversation. Diane is on the line calling from Southwest Baltimore. Diane, welcome to the program.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, great to talk to you.
It's good. People don't understand about a person being raped. They don't understand. And people ask why she waited so long because sometimes people are afraid. They held their own self hostages because they blamed themselves. And whether was it his private part or his fingers, when you say no, no means no. Get that in your mind, people. I don't understand why this prosecutor, I think he had it out for Bill Cosby, but I'm like the other caller, Leo. If he did it, he deserved to get justice from, you know, because if he did it, he know right from wrong, you know. Because Quaylo was back in the 70s. That's when that was out, 60s and 70s, Quaylo. You know, so he was continuing to use that drug, although, you know, it had faded away and something else was out. He continued to use that. That's what the 60-some women said that he gave them, and he did admit it. But I'm like the other caller, David, what's his name, that just had that late-night show.
David Letterman.
They allowed him to leave, and he got another gig. He was accused also of doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason he came forth because two people was blackmailing him. So men out there, y'all need to get yourself together. Not all men, I'm not putting the whole label, but men.
Of course not.
Mm-hmm. Show your restraint, you know. If a woman says no, no. And I know that they probably say, why you are saying this? Because I was raped a couple of times.
Mm.
And it's not easy to come forth. But when you're comfortable in your skin, you can come and talk about it because God wants you to talk about it because somebody else is silent that's listening to that radio saying, that's why I'm not coming forth. Listen to those men and listen to those women. They are on his side. You know, they're taking up. If she said no, and I don't care if it's a she or a he that says no, no means no. And so, that you got to respect their wishes, even when they gave you consent the first time. But then when they, you know, got into it and they said, no, no, we know.
Diane, thank you for that call. 410-319-8888. That's the number. Matt Lauer, once the head of the Today Show on NBC, I forget the millions of dollars that Matt Lauer made. He was the highest paid television anchor in television, was accused by several women, I think it was eight women, of sexual assault, of using his position to garner sexual favors. He is a free man today, traveling around the world. Now, he does not have his job. He has been kind of labeled a pariah in our society. Give me your thoughts on what you believe is the justice that was served today. Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison for sexually assaulting a woman, drugging and sexually assaulting a woman 14 years ago today. As Leo pointed out, she did accept a $3.8 million civil settlement from Bill Cosby. That was sealed. She agreed not to speak on the subject or to pursue the issue any further. District Attorney Kevin Steele decided if he was elected, and he was in turn elected because of probably many reasons, but one of the reasons was he said he will open the case against Bill Cosby. 410-319-8888. That's the number. Some people are texting me. I'm getting texts from folks who are asking about this $3.8 million. Will she pay Bill Cosby back for the money that he paid her? 410-319-8888. Let's go to Keith calling from downtown Baltimore. Welcome to For the Culture. I'm Anthony McCarthy.
Thank you, Anthony. First of all, I want to make clear, I think that what Bill Cosby did is horrendous, and I think that he should pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I am sad by the fact that we are forced to contrast the man that we knew as Bill Cosby.
Very good point.
With the man that we see today. However, I think that if we do not be honest, if we are not honest about the fact that there is a racial tinge in this whole situation, then we're being foolish. The name William Bosket will probably not mean much to most people, but let me make that contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby is the first to be prosecuted as a result of the Me Too movement. William Bosket was the first young black 15-year-old to be charged as an adult in this country. Now, I do not think it's coincidental that these two shifts in our justice system both are now represented by black male faces. Bill Cosby being the first of the Me Too movement, William Bosket, both deserving of being prosecuted, convicted, and jailed. But both of them black males, we constitute about 38% of this country. There is no way in the world that the justice system could not find a white male who was worse than Bill Cosby to prosecute. There was no way in the world they could not find a young white male who was worse than William Bosket to prosecute. They're shooting up schools where people are killed by the dozens. But yet the first one to be charged as an adult in this country was a young black 15-year-old named William Bosket. Mm. The first man to go to jail for the Me Too movement is an 81-year-old blind black man. Somebody needs to be honest about this, and something needs to change. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. 410-319-8888. That's the number to join our conversation. I want you to listen to this clip. Lily Bernard is one of the many women who have accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault. She was in the courtroom today, and this is the statement that she gave earlier.
And raping her in the early 1990s. Lily, thank you so much for being with me. You are there. You were in the courtroom. What was it like seeing handcuffs slapped on this man?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we did not get to see him handcuffed. All we got to see is him laughing and giggling and his shoulders jumping up and down as he was rolling up his sleeves, preparing to be handcuffed. But then we were ordered to all leave the courtroom because of security reasons. So unfortunately, I've not been able to see him handcuffed.
He's going to prison. What does this feel like for you?
Yeah. Wow. It's a hallelujah moment. I think that this pouring rain is absolutely apropos because Judge Stephen O'Neill handed down a monsoon of a decision. This is a momentous, historic sentencing in the Me Too era, and it is actually the first trial of the Me Too era, so it's incredibly, incredibly important. I do have mixed emotions. On the one hand, I feel absolutely elated that justice was served, but on the other hand, I also feel disappointed because clearly the 3-year minimum sentence does not adequately reflect the havoc that this man, this rapist, has inflicted upon the lives of so many women, including myself. So clearly the justice system is still stacked against sexual survivors, but it does indicate that there is now a shift in the legal system, God willing, that's now going to reflect modern culture in that now women's voices are being believed, women's lives are being valued. So I mean, mixed emotions, but gratitude.
Sure. I mean, but you know the statistics. I mean, so it's such a small number.
That is Lily Bernard. She is one of the many women who have accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault. She made a comment that she did not get to see him in handcuffs. I'm not sure what the significance is there. 10 women, or among the many women who have accused Bill Cosby, were in the courtroom today as Bill Cosby was sentenced 3 to 10 years. We're about to take a very quick break. All of the callers, hold on. 410-319-8888. If you'd like to join us tonight for The Culture with Faraji, I'm Anthony McCarthy, guest hosting here on WEAA.
I do this for my
Good evening. I'm Anthony McCarthy. Welcome to For the Culture with Faraji. I'm sitting in today. We are talking about the sentencing today of America's dad, Bill Cosby. The phone lines have been lit up all afternoon. Dr. K had an incredible show on this topic, and we decided to continue this conversation to give you a platform to talk about the what you see as the important points of conversation in the sentencing today. Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman named Andrea Constead, who was a coach in Pennsylvania. She was paid $3.8 million in a civil settlement not to discuss or pursue this case. Prosecutor Kevin Steele ran for office and said, if you elect me, I will open the case and the files on Bill Cosby. He was elected and he kept his word, and he secured, after a mistrial the first time, he secured a conviction of Bill Cosby. Today, Bill Cosby was sentenced. 10 of the women who accused Bill Cosby of sexual abuse were in the room. 410-319-8888. Some people are saying that Stephen O'Neill, the judge, offered a real justice today in sentencing Bill Cosby. Some people are raising the question. More than 60 women, they were all outlined in the New York Times, have accused the current president of the United States of sexual assault. He spoke today at the United Nations on behalf of the country that he leads. 410-319-8888. His nominee for the Supreme Court. Three women have stepped forward to say that when he was a young man, he sexually assaulted them. I have a feeling that that is not the end of that conversation. I do believe he will be confirmed and get a lifetime appointment, regardless of these women saying that he sexually assaulted them. He will be a lifetime appointee to the United States Supreme Court. Bill Cosby is going to jail. He will serve about 18 months in state prison, handcuffed, led out of prison today. I think that image shocked a lot of people in America. We want to hear what you think. 410-319-8888. Let's go to, I believe it's Oberyn, calling from Annapolis. Welcome to the program.
How you guys doing?
Hey, well, welcome.
I'm a big fan of the show, but anyway, I just want to say this, and to the sisters, I just want you to just understand that no one is making light of rape. I think the sisters are misinterpreting what we're trying to say. I think it's a coincidence for 60 women to come out at once and charge this man. I'm not saying that he didn't do it. I'm from Los Angeles originally. So a lot of players in Hollywood, a lot of major bigwigs have always abused their power. That's what the Me Too movement is about.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm basically saying is just this. If you have 60 women that you're drugging that are coming to your house, either your family's an enabler, your wife is sitting there letting you do what you do, your kids, do they leave? And these women, and secondly, this is a married man. What, you're coming to his home for maybe your big movie deal, maybe whatever you're trying to do. So it's not like an African-American hasn't been accused of something that he hasn't done. I'm not saying that Bill didn't do it. If he did it, he deserves to go to jail. But Emmett Till, and you also have to look at the situations where, with these accusations, this is to me is like a public shaming for him.
Mm.
I just feel like, earlier in the show, I forget the lady's name, she was hosting the show, and she was saying, you know, he did this, it's a rape, and this is what I wanted to say. And you shouldn't have to go to a place and be afraid. I have two young girls. I have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. And I also have a mother that I love. And at the end of the day, I teach my girls to be aware of their surroundings. I don't even let them go to other girls' house to spend a night because I don't know what their household is like.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go to South Central or Compton, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, with jewelry all over my neck to the corner liquor store and not accept to be robbed. We live in a society that's crazy, and we cannot pretend. People go places, and they shoot people because they're having a bad day. Women kill their babies because whatever is going on with them mentally. Throw them in a lake. Do whatever. So to have that understanding that you will put yourself in an environment and you don't think about the repercussions that may happen, trust no one in this day and age, and always be on your guard. So the mere fact that you would go to this man's home, he's a married man. What were you... He probably was using what, I don't even know what that is, that stuff is, because it's before my era.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, why would you do that? I wouldn't let my daughters go spend a night at one of their best friends' home if they had older brothers.
Mm.
Call it what you want. I'm mm-hmm. going to protect them, not on my watch. So women, it's a public service announcement. Be aware. Don't take anything for granted unless you've grown up with the dude or you guys have been close. for you to put yourself in compromising position. We live in America. This is the real world. And people do bad things every single day that you don't even hear about. So that's my word, and I just
appreciate
wanted to
it.
Say that.
Appreciate your call. 410-319-8888. That's the number to join our conversation. I want you to listen to a clip by Solomon Jones discussing rape and race relations in this country, this Bill Cosby case. This is Solomon Jones.
This everything with Bill Cosby has created this rift within the black community. And of course, so many women, so many survivors are coming out today hailing this as a bittersweet victory, right? This is something that they will never be able to fully let go of. For you, how are you feeling just about, I mean, seeing Bill Cosby in handcuffs going away for a couple of years?
Yeah, it's a tough thing to see, especially given that he is an 81-year-old man. He's legally blind. He's dependent on others to take care of him. To hear him determined to be a sexually violent predator, to me, is a bit much. But I think that in this atmosphere where we're in, where people are talking about sexual assault in a serious way, where the Me Too movement rightly is talking about this issue, I understand where people would feel vindicated. But I also feel kind of torn, because I feel like Bill Cosby has been put up as this sacrificial lamb, and where the person who was speaking previously to me said, I think she's right, that there are other people who have been accused of all that and more, and yet you don't see them undergoing this kind of treatment. And so certainly race is something that's always at the forefront in our society, and I think that race is at the forefront with this. And I think that the bigger threat to our society is a guy who's about to be confirmed to the Supreme Court that has more accusers coming out each and every day. Bill Cosby's an entertainer.
I think we have to be careful.
He's not somebody
I'm listening.
Who's in a position to hurt people.
Hang on, Solomon. We have to be careful, though, because this is someone with accusations of, you know, serial rape. And I know that they're calling for an outside FBI investigation, and Dr. Ford will be heard on Thursday. But that is one case. This is another.
There is Solomon Jones explaining that in America, race plays a very dominant role in criminal justice, and that this black man, and I want to hear what you think about this, this black man, Bill Cosby, prosecuted, sentenced, now going away to jail, while there are, and maybe we shouldn't compare the cases. Maybe he shouldn't be compared to Brett Kavanaugh, should not be compared to Donald Trump, shouldn't be compared to Harvey Weinstein or Matt Lauer. But Bill Cosby is going to jail. 410-319-8888. If you have a comment you'd like to make, let's go to Brown calling from Sandtown. Welcome to the conversation, Brown. Brown, are you there?
I'm here. Brown from Sandtown. Can you hear me?
Brown from Sandtown, you're on the air.
Well, he should have got 100 years.
Whoa.
Blind, cripple, or crazy. If you do the crime, you're going to do the time. And I'm not taking up for no rapist.
Mm-hmm.
See, he admitted this. He admitted this in court like he was big, bad, and bold. This is a great day for the women. Men, no means no. Under no circumstances do you violate a woman. Under no circumstances. I don't care what she got on, what hour of the night it is, no means no. And see, the payoff, you see how the memories outlast the payoff of these women? The memories never go away. Never, ever, no matter how many millions you give them.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not taking up for him. And he tried to take the easy road out back in 2004. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was a very intelligent man. But he has secrets in his closet. You reap what you sow. I don't care how many years later or what hour of the day, what you do in the dark is going to come to light. And the judge was easy on him, real easy. He got a slap on the wrist.
Mm.
And women, don't you let no man violate y'all under no circumstances. I don't care what you have on, what you look like, what hour of the day it may be or night. No means no. And don't take the payoff. I'm so glad that these women is coming for, have the courage to come forth, because it's those memories that's haunting them. Mm-hmm. See, when you violate it, you will never forget the way you was violated.
That's Brown from Sandtown. Thanks for sharing your perspective with us. 410-319-8888. Nathaniel's on the line, calling from Pikesville. Nathaniel, welcome to the program.
Have me.
Hey, sir.
Hey, yeah, I believe if you do the crime, you do the time. He went from being famous to being infamous. But the part that bothers me the most, I got to tell you, is these folks, your listeners who call in and are comparing Bill Cosby to the same people that they hold in contempt. So, I mean, it almost begs the question, would you rather Cosby be just as guilty and as free as Matt Lauer and Trump and all these other people, or would you rather something be done? Because, you know, Serena did it a few weeks ago when she said, you know, all the men act like this too, so hey, why can't I be just as angry and upset? And you got your caller saying, you know, hey, Bill Cosby's doing the same thing that his white counterparts are doing, and they're free. It's just perplexing to me, man. I mean, the guy did a crime. Let him do the time. Stop comparing him to some white folks who haven't been charged and prosecuted yet, and trying to, you know, have him live the same life that they're living. Why? I mean, you think you should follow suit, and we should be able to do what they're doing because they're doing it and they can get away with it. It's just silly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be above that. You know, I just don't get it, man.
Nathaniel, thank you for sharing your perspective. 410-319-8888. Maybe we should not compare Bill Cosby's conviction for drugging and sexually assaulting women to a lot of these other famous men who have been accused, some of them accused of much worse than that, but not being prosecuted. Many times the prosecutors announcing that the, what do they call it, the statute of limitations has run out, and therefore these men can't be held accountable for these crimes. Bill Cosby is accused of drugging and sexually assaulting. More than accused, he's been convicted of it, of a woman 14 years ago named Andrea Constan. She did accept a payment, and you've heard a couple of people make mention of it. 410-319-8888. If you want to join our conversation, share your thoughts and your opinion on this issue. Let's go to David. David's calling from East Baltimore. David, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Now, one thing that I haven't heard, but I heard years ago about Cosby's problem with the government doing the pipeline or doing all our search, and they wanted to buy his land in Massachusetts. And him and Camille said no. And then here's a lady who done paid $3.8 million to star witness for the state. This is something to think about, is all I said.
Okay, thanks for your call. Thanks for sharing that information. 410-319-8888. That's the number if you'd like to join our conversation. In case you're just joining us, Bill Cosby was sentenced today 3 to 10 years in state prison in Pennsylvania for the drugging and rape of Andrea Constead 14 years ago. There were 10 women who have accused Mr. Cosby of sexual abuse. They were all in the courtroom today. 10 of these women, as the sentencing took place, Bill Cosby was handcuffed and led out of the courtroom, began his sentencing immediately. I think the image of America's dad handcuffed, 81 years old, legally blind, was shocking to a lot of Americans. Regardless of where you fall on this issue, I think that image was a searing image. 410-319-8888. That's the number to join our conversation. We want to hear from you tonight. Joe's calling from Baltimore. Joe, welcome to the program.
Yes, thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak. I'd like to echo something that some of the previous callers have said, mm-hmm. but I'd like to add a little bit to it. I keep hearing this theme about race being injected. Unfortunately, oftentimes black celebrities, and whether they're basketball players or actors or whatever, they tend to gravitate toward white women. Look at the majority of the 60 women that were his accusers were white. When they get in trouble, all of a sudden, they're black again. O.J. Simpson, the Michael Jacksons. I mean, we can go on and on and on. So, I mean, if you're expecting me to have sympathy for you because you decided to commit a crime, which justly you should be punished for, anybody that raped a person, Bill Cosby is privileged, he's rich, and he's black. He's had a trial, he's had a sentencing hearing that the typical person wouldn't even be allowed to have if you didn't have the finances. How many people do you know that it takes 2 days to sentence them, or weeks to for a jury to find them guilty, or probably months? I don't know. But my position today is I just get so sick and tired of blacks. We have what's called, in my opinion, cannibalistic racism, where blacks won't even look at a black woman or a black man specifically because they are black. And they go after these white women or these white men, and as soon as they get in trouble, all of a sudden they become black. That's basically what I have to say.
Joe, appreciate your call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. 410-319-8888. Bill Cosby was labeled, and it was a hearing most of the day yesterday and a determination made today after expert witnessing that Bill Cosby was labeled a violent sexual predator. The expert, I forget the woman's name who testified yesterday and today, said that it is likely that Bill Cosby would offend, would sexually assault again. And therefore, to make this determination to label him a violent sexual predator would, in fact, throw a lot of conditions on not only his sentencing, but once he is freed after he serves his sentence, he would have to continue to undergo intensive sexual predator therapy, that he would need to register on the sexual offenders list. Give me your thoughts. 410-319-8888 is the number if you'd like to join us. Paul's calling from West Baltimore. Paul, appreciate you calling in. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mr. Anthony?
Hey, sir. I'm doing well.
I look at it as a witch hunt. If she made a deal back then and he went to court and it was thrown out back then and things like that, and she took the deal and things like that, and then the prosecutor just went all out to come after Bill Cosby and ignore all the other criminals and people in that area or where he represent to come after Bill Cosby because he promised if you elect me, I would. But would that not, or wouldn't that be considered double jeopardy? I mean, she accepted the money. He admitted it in a closed courtroom or what have you, that he did X, Y, Z to her, not to these other women and things like that. So we must assume that he did those things to the other people? I don't think so. We can't assume anything. And so there's a lot of things that we see when we go in the courtroom that a lot of things fall under the judge's, he briefed the jury with and things of that nature to make them come out with the verdicts and things that they had. And then you say, why do we compare him? Why should we compare him to the other individuals like Donald Trump and them? What standards are we holding that? We're talking about the President of the United States. Because he groped women, he grabbed them and things like that. We're talking about Clarence Thomas got elected into this thing. We really believe that we're all going to get rid of and it's just straight up sexual harassment. He was Dudley's boss. And he went in the fan and moving her through the ranks with him until he got to the Supreme Court. So where do we go in there? I'm not saying because I got women. I shoot doors. My mothers and them brought me up and stuff like that. This is things that they told me as a young man, don't put yourself in situations. Don't do this, don't do that. Put yourself in all time. Be aware of your surroundings. And she made an agreement. She accepted it. And I really believe it's a witch hunt to come out, to come after him like that. Because it, but to me, it's like double jeopardy. He just took a plea of what have you, to come back tears. What statute should have ran out. Statute should have ran out a long time ago. To come back if I'm guilty is just a travesty for the United States in general. As far as justice is concerned, we can't look at justice is what they make it to be. Thank you, Anthony.
Paul, thank you for your call. 410-319-8888. That's the number. If you have an opinion today on the sentencing of Bill Cosby, entertainer, at one time called America's Dad, his show, The Cosby Show, for numerous seasons, was the most popular TV show in America. Now, let's make a distinction, however, between Bill Cosby, the actor, the entertainer, and Dr. Huxtable, the character he played on television. There are major distinctions there, but in a lot of people's mind today, they saw Dr. Huxtable, the most popular dad in America, at one time handcuffed and led out of that courtroom to serve 3 to 10 years in state prison. 410-319-8888. That's the number if you want to join our conversation. Charles is on the line calling from Catonsville. Charles, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, I thought I put down West Baltimore. Okay, all right. Look, I believe that this sentencing of Cosby, mm-hmm, from 3 to 10 years, is really, really, truly a great day for women who are in a major war with some powerful, mainly powerful white men. And we see it going on right now. That's what the Brett Kavanaugh nomination is all about, whose attempt is to put women back on the, drive them back in, on the plantation. That's what they're really trying to do. It's, look, to to overturn Roe v. Wade is the equivalent. It's a major attack on women's most fundamental right to personhood, the right to determine what to do with their body. And these powerful white men, so-called powerful white men in the Senate, that's really what they're trying to do. And this, what happens, it's a shame. I'm not going to say it's a shame. What Bill Cosby being sentenced should be a great inspiration to women who need to rally, who need this to rally together in order to put an end to this attempt on the part of men to put them back in the bedroom, back in the kitchen, and to drive and to turn back the clock on them and everybody else. So it's a great day.
Charles, thanks for your call. Let's go to, I'm sorry, I mixed up the calls. Charles Hopkins calling from Catonsville. Charles, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I like to talk about fear. Fear is a thing, is emotion that it's very strong.
Okay.
It's very strong. Black people in this country fear the system. When they get a little money, they think they can do the same thing that whitey does and get away with it. See, but the thing is, the system showed them to, look, you might have a little money and have a little fame, mm-hmm, but you're not one of us, and you have to suffer for that being one of us. Thank you.
Thank you for that call, 410-319-8888. That's the number. If you'd have opinion you want to share with us today, Bill Cosby sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constad 14 years ago. He's been accused by more than 60 women of sexual assault. 10 of those women were in the courtroom today as he was sentenced. The prosecutor, Kevin Steele, ran for office and has said that if you elect me district attorney for Montgomery County, I will reopen the case on Bill Cosby. He did so. He prosecuted Bill Cosby and got a mistrial in the first trial. Decided to prosecute him again and got a conviction. He was sentenced today to time in state prison. 410-319-8888. That's the number to join our conversation. Let's go to Shannon. Shannon's calling from Catonsville. Shannon, I appreciate you calling. Welcome to the program.
How you doing today, sir?
Hey, sir.
Yes, it's very unfortunate of the sexual assault on women. So let me put that out first. Mm-hmm. Second of all, yes, if he did the crime, it should be a win for women everywhere in reference to him being convicted. But the point that I want to point out is that a young white man named Brock Turner received 6 months in California for rape. A young lady who was unconscious due to being drinking alcohol. There was a second white man named Sheck from Texas. He was a doctor who also raped someone. So the thing that it's not comparing or saying that the fact of the matter is that Bill Cosby is innocent or guilty. Obviously, a jury found him guilty. But the problem in America is that African Americans have been overly charged and or white people undercharged. So we're celebrating the fact that Bill Cosby has been found guilty and that these women have found their voice. But let's take a look at what's going to occur on Thursday when two women have come out several years later and you have a president saying that where's your police report? So that's the point that we need to stay focused on. Yes, it's a win for women who have found their voice, but let's not forget how African Americans are overly charged compared to white people. And that other gentleman that says that, I guess because he has some money that he shouldn't do or doesn't think that he can do what white people can do, that's some backwards thinking. You know, the fact that a billionaire such as Bill Cosby could go out and do things and not at least be treated like a white guy. So that's my comment.
Shannon, thanks for your call. Folks, you're listening to For the Culture with Faraji. I'm Anthony McCarthy sitting in this evening. We're talking about the sentencing today of entertainer Bill Cosby for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman 14 years ago. We want to hear from you. We're about to take a very important break. You're listening to Public Radio WEAA 80.9 FM, the voice of the community.